absolutely. A great victory, because it's a pity it took 5 weeks to get to where we are today. But if Larry Murren had left 5 weeks ago when this was raised, there would have been none of that full governance review. There would have been none of the farmers getting on the boards now of the tax advisory committees. So IFA has achieved a great outcome for the farmers and for all the audit schemes that's in place. So it's a massive achievement. Larry Murren has to step aside while this process goes on, and let's see where that brings us.
The commitment you made personally to this was effectively to leave your family, to go into the building and stay there for as long as it took. We saw pictures last week of you speaking to your family via video link at the IFA AGM in Donegal, and it was clear that you know there was a separation there. You were all smiling and it was thumbs up, but I mean, that can't have been easy.
Absolutely. I left five weeks tomorrow, was it? I left to come up to do a 6-hour wonder with the Fire and Family Committee, and as it prevailed, we were only there for a few hours and the doors opened and we all entered. But listen, I knew very little that walked in and stayed. The first night, Adrian Geller and myself travelled up that day. Teresa Roach, Galway, she's our National Family Farm chairperson. That was initially it, and Neville Miles was the only people I knew in the room. And going forward to today, it was only Teresa that I had known out of the five of us. But we were all there for the one commitment, and what's right's right, and what's wrong's wrong, and somebody has to take a stance. Very hard indeed, and the kids was very supportive. I know it's tough, and I haven't got them yet. They're on their way up for me. So let this be a big evening for us.
From the point of view of IFA as an organisation, do you think you've turned a corner? Because I mean, it's been noted IFA's never gone quite this far before in a protest.
Yeah, absolutely, and the commitment from IFA and from the president Francie Gorman. It's a simple terms that the farmers is working day and night, and they're not getting the return, whereas the gravy train here, especially on board Bia, is a slip and lagging, and it's time that there was a bit of neutrality brought between the farmers and the top board and CEOs in board Bia.
Do you believe once this governance review is over that we will see Larry Murren be either leave voluntarily or be removed from the chair of on board Bia?
Listen, I don't see Larry Murren coming back. I think for to save face for government and for himself, this is the best way for them, supposed to have a doubt. But I don't see him coming back in to sit in the chair.
If he were to come back, would you go back?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our protest and sit-in has been suspended for the duration of the review, and that's where it lies at the minute.